of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson, your host, and it is February 25th, 2014. Special guest today is Colonel Riley of the American Spring Movement. Colonel Riley is, well, I'm not going to go through the entire list of everything that he's accomplished with his military service, but rest assured, he had a heck of a career, including the Department of, National Security Agency, I should say, as well as many other offices, also tours in Germany, Vietnam, and Thailand. Receiving many, many medals. Like I said, we won't go into all that. Well qualified to be in the position he's in. I'd like to welcome Colonel Riley to the show. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Clint. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this whole thing? Looks like it's getting a lot of weight. It's also getting a lot of criticism. Tell us exactly what it is that you want to do.
Well, I guess maybe first the why might be important. Basically, what we're seeing right now in our nation is a lawlessness that is nearly beyond the repair. We have a leadership in Washington, D.C. that is doing everything possible to ignore the United States Constitution. The elements up there just making laws, ignoring laws, doing whatever almost they please. It's been going downhill for 5 or 6 years, and we've been trying our best for at least that long, 6 years, even into the Bush administration. You know, we've been faxing Congress, we've been calling Congress, we've been visiting Congress. People have been screaming at their legislators in town halls trying to get their attention because something is wrong in America, and we the people have been telling them. Not that they haven't heard, they just ignore us. We've gone to D.C. and tried to, make ourselves known from,
well,
you
now,
know,
who's,
2000.
Who's we and who are ourselves?
It's people who love freedom, who love liberty, and believe that America is on the wrong track. And that cuts across the lines. It's not just conservative, it's liberals, It's blacks, it's whites, it's young, old, it's everyone that sees the nation on the wrong path. And like I indicated, we've been trying to get that point across to our legislators in Washington, D.C., and they basically look at us as pests. We come up there, and they say, well, they'll be gone in a day. So, you know, we feel like we've done every reasonable, we've taken every reasonable step to try to get the attention of the leadership, and they simply ignore us. So what do we do? You know, I said, you know, my thought, how in God's name can we do something about this? And, you know, the idea of the principle of the Cairo Egyptian Spring, if you will, the people, the principle of mass, caught my attention. Not the government over there or the military or anything like that, but the principle of mass. We know that works in the military. When you're going to use mass on a target at a critical period to gain a superiority, that's what wins. And the idea then says, well, the only thing I see that we have left to be able to try to make an impact on the leadership in Washington is a massive, gigantic call for all patriots to descend on D.C. and with such a force, millions and millions, that they simply can't ignore us. So that's basically what we're trying to do. We're trying to do this in a peaceful, nonviolent, unarmed gathering of citizens under our Constitution, our freedom to speak, our freedom to assemble. We're going up there. We're not asking for permits. We don't need a permit to visit our government as citizens of the United States. And we're asking that that some people step down. Now, how we're going to get that done, we're working on that right now. But we're in this process right now of mobilization.
Well, that was certainly one of my questions, because you have a little list here. I'm on OperationAmericanSpring.org, and I see that you have listed Obama, which is understandable because he is of the federal corporation there. You have Biden, who did resign his Senate seat to become vice president. He is, however, still head of the Senate. Then you have Reid, McConnell, Boehner, Pelosi, and Attorney General Holder, which is another one that's an appointed office. However, Reid, McConnell, Boehner, and Pelosi, how can you actually remove them from the office that they were elected from by the states? That's the question.
Well, like I just indicated, we are in the process of putting together the legal documentation, the necessary paperwork in order to deal with that. We're still about 90 days out from May the 16th. We're in the mobilization phase. We're trying to get people energized across the nation. We're working in every state. We're seeing that energy develop on a nearly daily basis. And we will have that information as to how we're going to do that in ample time for us to be able to get the necessary media involved, to get the exact process that we're going to go through. We have legal people and people that are experienced in dealing with these kinds of issues. It's going to take... It's going to take a very aggressive action in order to get it done. Now, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. That's our goal. Those are the people who have basically ignored their oath. Those people that you just mentioned, they are all complicit in failing to follow the Constitution. We no longer have three equal branches of government that are supposed to oversee one another and check and balance. The Congress has totally abrogated their authority. They sit over there and know very well that Barack Obama has taken over. He basically holds up a pen, an arrogant pen, and says, makes a statement, I've got a pen, I've got a phone. If you don't do basically what I want you, I'll just write an executive order.
Well, sure. That's the real problem. We're going to go to a quick break here. That's the real issue I wanted to discuss with you, because that is ultimately the ultimate problem. Most of the statutes and things that are happening today are because of the concept of the executive order. We'll talk about that when we get back with Colonel Riley of the American Spring, OperationAmericanSpring.org. Stay with us.
Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back. We are the Corporation Nation. Clint Richardson with me today is Colonel Riley from the American Spring. Colonel, I don't know if it's proper to call you Colonel. I realize you are retired. but sir, I was listening to another interview you did, and one of the quotes that you actually said is that people are so longing and so near losing, basically, the perceived constitutional government that supposedly gives us all these freedoms, that they are willing to do just about anything to reverse it. And that's kind of, you know, that's a double-edged sword, if you will. It's kind of a scary statement, actually, because it means that people are desperate enough to do really stupid things to get the rest of us in sort of hot water through the acts of, I don't know, a little thing called martial law, other types of things. You're talking about marching 1 to 10 million people into Washington, D.C., and if I'm correct, you're doing that without arms, which I'm not sure how that is going to play out. I don't understand why not. Why would you do that without arms, actually? Well, seems like you'd want to have the open carry concept alive and well, because actually that would be probably the most constitutional thing you could do, or at least in line with the Declaration of Independence.
No, I think that would be the most dangerous thing we could do. Those of us that have been in the foxhole, which I have, I've faced the enemy. I've seen the destruction. I've seen death. I've seen, you know, body parts and all that goes with that. And that's the last thing we want to do. We don't want that in our nation whatsoever. We're going up there. D.C. is guns are not allowed anyway in D.C. You can't even take one in there. We're going up there in a peaceful, nonviolent way to exercise our constitutional rights to tell the leadership that we're fed up. Enough is enough. We've been abused and treated like criminals. And, you know, Obama just made a statement with regard to the Ukraine situation. He warned the government over there, do not touch those protesters out there. Leave them be. Let them have their normal right to protest. Now, are you suggesting that he's going to attack his own people in Washington, D.C., who are there just simply exercising our constitutional right, posing no danger whatsoever?
Yeah, certainly.
You're suggesting he will?
Why wouldn't he? He is the dictator.
Well,
see, this is what I wanted to talk to you about, because here's the truth, and this is what I kind of want you to acknowledge to people before you talk about the Constitution and restoring it. We have to know that the Constitution has been null and void basically since the Civil War, but especially since 1933, when Congress, in congressional session, said, be it enacted by Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled, that the Congress hereby declares that a serious emergency exists, and that it is imperatively necessary speedily to put into effect remedies of national application. This was basically when Congress handed over all the power of the, or I should say it limited the restrictions, which is all the Constitution does, is restrict power. It limited those restrictions and gave the president the power to declare national emergencies without the Congress's approval. And we can read that statute as well, where it says the everything that the president does heretofore and hereafter, as of 1917, are hereby approved and confirmed. So Congress, a long time ago, gave up the concept that the president of the United States is actually bound by the Constitution. Thus, we have all of these executive orders and presidential directives that I mean, you're complaining about something being unconstitutional when actually it's very, very constitutional to suspend the Constitution. It's called the War Powers Act. Every constitution has that built into it, from France to Germany to England, a state of siege.
You're talking about something that's not even relative to what we're doing. We're talking about the actions that are going on in Washington, D.C. right now with regard to just basic law, just ignoring laws on the book.
Well, what laws are they ignoring?
Well, Obama is simply ignoring laws. For instance, the Obamacare thing. He keeps, changing that, extending it, taking care of his people that support him. a law in the book he may or may not enforce, or he may change it. So, you know, you never know what is going on, and Congress is allowing it to happen. They know it's happening. So we have basically no government, no lawful government whatsoever in Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah, but that's because I think you're making a huge mistake by saying that it's an unconstitutional government, because everything they do is, in fact, according to the Constitution. The Supreme Court says so. The Supreme Court also comes out very clearly over and over and says the Constitution does not give you or me any rights. The Constitution is a restrictive document. It is a charter for that district or corporation we call Washington, D.C. It has nothing to do with rights. The rights that we have are from God and God alone.
That's right.
The Second Amendment does not come, or the rights ensued by the Second Amendment, that doesn't come from the Second Amendment. All that is a restricting document. It says the federal government cannot do anything, which is why they created the concept of firearms, the legality, the unnatural name of a gun, of an arm. So everybody registers, and suddenly you have a legally bound instrument called firearms. But nothing, I mean, I guess I'm just confused at what you're trying to restore, because perhaps your Texas Rose didn't do enough research into my show. I don't support the Constitution. I don't support this government. I don't support the military. I certainly don't find that your service was to the people in the military. In fact, I'm going to say that why right now, because I'm going to read you the oath the oath that you actually take, and the oath that the soldiers who are going to be bonking heads are going to are taking, and that is, I, Clint, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. This says nothing about protecting people. This is protection of the continuity of government. Why would I defend a military or give honor to someone who served in the military when they are defending the nation against the 50 countries called the United States? This is just a rogue corporation that was set up from the beginning to do exactly what it's doing today. So, I mean, I'm confused at what you're trying to restore. I mean, we have presidents that are cousins. Every single president that comes in is a cousin. I mean, I just want to hear something from you that, especially after talking about the fact that people are willing to do anything at this point because of
what's here. I don't recall making that statement. I said basically people are fed up with the way that we're being treated, the way the government is reacting, and whether you agree with the Constitution or agree with the laws or agree with the military or anything else, you can't disagree that what is going on up there is not in accordance with what we've established over the many years.
It's either. Not in accordance with natural law. I will give you that. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar?
You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Liberation Nation. I want to read something, and you know, everybody should be very concerned with this. Because, remember, the Constitution of the United States, as we've so uncovered in so much detail, strictly has to do with the federal government of the District of Columbia and its possessions, as they like to call it. But I want to read again. Folks, when we elect our representatives, our attorneys, to go and make law on our behalf, when we give up our consent to these people, here's the oath that they are taking, enacted in 1884. They take this oath. This is Congress and Senate. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office. You know, if I were to go to work at Walmart, I would take a similar oath to the charter of Walmart or the charter of Microsoft. All this thing is the charter for the creation of the corporation. While we're at it, what about the oath that the military takes? When the military takes an oath... And this, I don't know what that is. Hopefully that's not coming through. When the military takes an oath, the oath is actually to the president of the United States.
That's enlisted only.
No, enlisted it's not, only. Actually.
It is a two. It's only to the enlisted. The enlisted, that part is included in the enlisted oath. It's not included in the officer oath.
Okay. Well, aren't they the guys on the ground?
Well, you...
I do solemnly
out,
swear or affirm
I'm
that I will support
and
defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that means me, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me?
That's the enlisted oath, correct.
Right, so... according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that has nothing to do with the Constitution. Your rules come from the Uniform Code of Military Justice. In fact, sir, you've never been in a war.
You know,
you've never been in a declared war.
I really don't think there's much point in us, you know, continuing this because you have.
Have you ever been in a declared war? I'm trying to get some truth out of you.
I have not been in a declared war.
So you served in Vietnam, you served in, what was the list? Vietnam, Thailand, all of those were operations under the President of the United States. Those were illegal, de facto occupations.
I don't care if they were actions under, you know, howdy doody. I went there, I went there because I was sent there. I was serving my nation. I was called to go there. I went there. I did my duty.
But you didn't serve the people. You only served the President of the United States.
What's that
nothing
got
you,
to do
nothing
with
you
me?
Did in Vietnam served me.
What's that got to do with what we're doing? We're talking about the lawlessness of the leadership in Washington, D.C. right now, not what happened in Vietnam or why we went over there.
Well, that's happening today. We've occupied 55 at least different countries now under the same auspices that and you were a major player in that. It sounds like you worked for the NSA, the CIA, which really Vietnam was the CIA front. I mean, most of the stuff that happened over there, the reason they didn't go get our soldiers from over there is because they were working for the CIA.
And now our own country is under jeopardy.
But it's been under jeopardy. That's the point I'm trying to make.
We're unwilling to protect it, huh?
Why all of a sudden is this coming out? I mean, why all of a sudden have you decided now, of all times in history, that this is when you knew that what you were doing in the military was not a congressionally approved war? So, in other words, it was de facto. It had no justification or constitutionality whatsoever. Why now, all of a sudden... Are we seeing the upbringing of the American Spring? When it's been obviously
the oath that I took was legal. I took
legal.
It willingly. I fought for our nation. Many the blood, the sacrifice is immeasurable.
Well, guess what? That's exactly what Congress and the President is going to tell you. They are doing everything completely legal and constitutional. So,
well, we see things completely different, that's all.
Well, no.
I don't think anything they're doing up there is completely legal. They are totally ignoring the oath. They took an oath, whether you think it's legal or not.
They took an oath to the Constitution.
And they're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're our representatives. We sent them up there. They're failing in their oath. They're failing to carry out the duties we sent them to Washington to do. They're criminals, basically.
But would you not digress and say that that's been the case since 1933, at least?
I'm talking about now.
I know, but I'm saying that you're attacking the people in office when it's actually the office that's the problem.
No, it's not.
The office is granted tyrannical powers according to Congress and according to the Constitution. The Constitution is virtually suspended, and all of the executive orders, anytime President wants to, he can quote-unquote constitutionally create an executive order, and that's exactly what every office has been doing. And all Obama is really doing is extending the already in existence executive orders, for instance, the one on terrorism. So the office...
it's not everybody's opinion. You know, there are legal scholars that believe he's totally overstepped his bounds. And we do. I do. I think he's totally out of control. He's totally out of control. He's destroying what's left of our nation, and we have one last hope, I think, and that is to assemble millions in Washington, D.C. to try to change this around. Will we be successful? I don't know. God only knows that. But I believe that this is an honorable, a noble effort to try to do something about the conditions in our nation. America knows it's going to. America knows we're nearly into the abyss. They know it out there. Way over, you know, 60-70% clearly see that it's going the wrong direction. We want it reversed. So,
well, I mean, I would agree with you. I'd very much like to go back to the original United States of America and just completely get rid of this corporate middleman that we call the United States. Again, that's just the District of Columbia, the central government. It's not one of the states. It's not part of the United States of America. It's a separate foreign entity. I've got some other people who would like to ask you some questions as well. Let's take Matthew. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good.
First of all, I want to say that I recognize the colonel that's on the show as a decorated veteran, and I give a brief bio of who I am. When Obama was running for office the first time, I was one of the ones screaming in the information underground about who this person was. I am a patriot, I want you to realize that there are a lot of activists that are listening to this show tonight, and I'm also involved with the Second Amendment marches that have been happening in Texas, and have some major videos out there. I'm a large activist, and I am connected to many activists, and this American Spring continues to come up in conversations that we have amongst ourselves and those of us who actually walk on the streets and actually are standing up for our inalienable rights. And I have a several part question, and it's going to be hard, and I'm not trying to give the guest a hard time or anything, but I'm bringing out questions that others of us that are large activists have. First of all, if we defeat part of the government, we've known since the beginning of the 1980s that there is a continuity of government program that has been set up. We've seen some of that come out with the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and others since 9/11. In defeating part of a government, or arresting these people, we obviously would have to have some sort of plan to put somebody back in their place. Do you guys have a plan for that right now?
I'll tell you what, before you answer that, I want to get a full answer, so let's come back after the break and get that going. Stay with us, folks.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, neighbor. Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you did. You ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
Corporation Nation. My guest today, Colonel Riley of the American Spring. Matt, could you please repeat the last part of that question for the Colonel to answer?
Yes. With the plan on de-seating some people or even having them arrested, and again, with the utmost respect and asking my questions that I have, I am a very well-informed patriot. And I know that from the Iran-Contra in the early 80s that they had a continuity of government set up. So by taking a president and vice president and the leading members of Congress out of their seats, what is the plan of putting people back into those seats without continuity of government taking place and basically locking us into martial law?
We're working that plan. We're basically, when we get it ready, then we'll announce it publicly. Probably in a month or so.
Okay. My second part is I know that a lot of, and again, as much of an activist that I am, we organized 1,500 people on an armed march at the Alamo this year. and I personally was involved with that. So as an activist that you would want to bring and involve in something like this, we know that we're using a term called the American Spring, and some of us were involved in outing the source that Kerry and Obama and Hillary had started an American Spring in Egypt. Now, this is when the Muslim Brotherhood took over, and I don't agree with anything the administration or the government is doing right now. But we've also seen that amongst some of these, which include Libya, Syria, and possibly the Ukraine now, that there was a man named General Valley that has been involved with actually helping arm the Syrian rebels. And in the January 16th interview you had with P. Santilli, you mentioned that you had email contact with Valley. Could you tell me what your relationship is with General Valley?
The only relationship we've had has been email. Usually it's somebody asked him a question about American Spring, because early on somehow he and I got connected through someone, I forget who it is. I think because he had mentioned something about a million man march, and coincidentally what we're coming up with started out a month or two later, so somebody connected us up. The only connection we've had is somebody occasionally will ask him a question about Operation American Spring, and he'll simply refer him to me. He has activities going on. I don't follow too closely what he's doing. I don't think he follows too closely what we're doing. But we are basically trying to do the same thing. That's to restore sanity to our own government. He's not working with Operation American Spring, if that's what you're getting at.
There seems to be a sort of a rash of officers coming out and saying similar things. On Thursday the 24th, Terry M. Hestelo, a retired Army officer with 30 years of service with combat in Vietnam and Afghanistan, issued a dire warning. He says, "I fully intend to address this in far greater details." But he says that the DHS is preparing to declare war inside of the United States with massive purchases of almost 3,000 new armored vehicles, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, associated weapons. So, I mean, he's saying they're going to come after you and me. This seems to be a very common thing all of a sudden for Army officers, well, military officers, I should say, to come out and, similar to Valle, declare that the government needs to come sort of, well, it needs to be toppled a little bit. The top needs to be shaved off a little bit. We need to replace some of its main dictators. So it's a little it's a little concerning, I think, to those folks out there who are familiar with false flags and the power of groupthink, you know, when it comes to this. So I think there's a healthy suspicion about the backings of this, especially when it's being compared to the Arab Springs and the Egyptian Springs, which are very, very clearly Mossad and other, you know, agencies are behind that. So I think
I explained to you early on what the relationship to that was, and that was simply the principle of mass and the impact that mass has. That was the reason that we're thinking about mass may have an impact on the leadership in the United States. It may give them a better understanding of how people in the United States feel about the direction of our government, about the way that they're handling everything from the economy to all of the issues that have been going on, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS stuff, the Tea Party attacks, the NSA treachery, all of these things that have been going on. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a point that we see this as bad, as wrong, as deceitful, in violation of the Constitution that I still believe is the law of the land. That's what I believe we're the only foundation we have. And we're trying to go up there in a peaceful, nonviolent, unarmed condition. And we believe it would be the greatest mistake in the world if, in fact, the administration decided that they wanted to somehow create some sort of an attack on peaceful people. I think it would then create a tremendous back roar from the rest of America, when all we're trying to do is gain some attention to reverse and right the ship. That's what it is. We believe it's noble. There's no personal gain involved. There's no agendas involved. There's no corporations pulling us up there. We believe, if anything, it's a God thing that's pushing us up there because it's the right thing to do. We look at our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and say the direction that this country's going, they're going to inherit. Can we let that happen? And, oh, it could be dangerous up there. Well, you know, you mentioned a while ago, we've gone all over the world fighting for everybody else. And now our own nation is in jeopardy, and everybody's saying, well, you don't want to, no, you better not do that. You know, you might get hurt. You know, most of us are willing to put it on the line. The risk of losing our nation far outweighs any personal issue. But we're not going up there looking for trouble. Every event that has been conducted in Washington, D.C. by peace-loving, liberty-loving, freedom-seeking people, we've left D.C. in a better state than it was when we got there. It was cleaner, no arrest, no, you know, it was peaceful. And that's what we want to do again, but we're trying to make a point. Because some of us believe that if things continue to deteriorate, to go downhill, for government leaders to stick their finger in our eyes, and they don't change their ways, bad things are going to happen. And I told you that, you know, for those of us that have been in combat, we've seen that side, and that's the last thing we want. So if we can't make an impact, if we can't come up with a plan to reverse this, then it's worrisome to me.
Sir, and again, I mean you no disrespect in my questioning here, but I will tell you that you were on a... I guess I'll come back after this break.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, we'll take a longer break for station identification on RBN here, and we'll be back with Colonel Riley of the American Spring. Stay tuned.
Oh.
Financial uncertainty.